Good morning and welcome to the Daily Pod. I'm Tom Snape. The Cincinnati Reds caravan made a brief stop this week in Batesville when the bus pulled up to Eisen's Family Pizza. Sports director Jim Williams caught up with several members of the traveling party, including left-handed pitcher and recent free agent signee Brent Suter, minor league outfielder Jay Allen II, shortstop prospect Edwin Arroyo, and the voice of the Reds on radio, Tommy Thrall. Here's Jim's conversation with Brent Suter.
You're the latest big signee. Tell us how it feels to be so much in the spotlight and how you feel about being on this club.
I feel great. The Reds were the first club to reach out to us in free agency, and it was by far our number one destination. I live 15 minutes from the ballpark. I'm from Cincinnati originally, so it was definitely number one. We got kiddos now. We want to be engrossed in the community as much as we can. We want to be able to have a great relationship with the Reds, and this was just a win on all those. So once the deal went down, we signed it. Such a good relief and excitement going on with my friends and family. My phone was just absolutely blowing up for sure, but it was great. And I think that was about a week and a half ago, and it's still kind of settling in, sinking in how excited we are. I haven't looked forward to a baseball season this much. Not to mention the young core and the young team that the Reds have. It was a team on the rise. It was a no-brainer to join this team happily.
So this is the way to go. Tell us about the rest of your staff that you're going to be, rotating in with.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you got some young studs like Ashcraft, Lodolo, Hunter Green. We got added some pieces like Montas, Martinez to the starting rotation, Abbott, Williamson. Those guys are good. And then we got some great additions in the bullpen, too. What they already had, great, with the Farmer, the Sims, the Alexis Diaz's. The Gabos, we added, Emilio Pagan, myself, and some other guys as well. And it's been really exciting to kind of watch this team get formed over the offseason. I'm a Reds, I've been a Reds fan my whole life. I obviously had allegiances otherwise, but when our team was out of it, this past year, I was definitely rooting for the Reds down the stretch. And they had some exciting games, exciting team energy, exciting cohesiveness and chemistry. So all I know is I want to be a part of it, add to it whenever I can, and help this team win.
So it sounds like you guys have really put it together for a big run here in 24.
We certainly have high expectations. I would love nothing more than bring a ring back to Cincinnati this year. And I honestly believe we have a team to do that. So we really are looking forward to this year. Not to mention, I didn't even talk about the position players. Crazy talent on the infield, crazy talent in the outfield. Great catchers in Stevenson and Luke Maley, who I played with Luke Maley a couple years ago in Milwaukee, and we bonded over being Cincinnati area kids. He's a Covington Catholic guy, I'm a Molar guy, so a little rivalry there, but it was all in good fun. But we definitely had bonded before, and we're so excited to be his teammate again. He's the man. He's just a great catcher, even better teammate in person.
Brent, we're looking forward to seeing you on the Hill. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Up next, Jay Allen II spoke with Jim.
Jay, give us an idea as to the outlook for 24 for this club. It sounds really optimistic.
Yeah, at the big league club, it's really exciting up there. You got young guys, guys that I play with myself, like Marte, McLean, Ellie. Those guys are amazing. It's fun to watch, and we're looking to bring up some more young talent pretty soon, hopefully to Cincinnati. Yes, sir.
So now you don't have to watch.
Yeah. I mean, we should. I mean, I'm going to try to just be on the field this year, stay healthy, stay as consistent as possible, be ready when my name's called. So that's just a big focus.
And so this roster, as we were mentioning with Brent Suter, seems to really be lined up for success now, correct?
Yeah, of course. Now we got the young guys up there, and the front office is trusting the young guys to do their job, and they're getting it done. So it's really exciting time in Cincinnati.
We'll take a brief timeout, and when we come back, more of the conversations between sports director Jim Williams and Cincinnati Reds personnel right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back. The Cincinnati Reds caravan made a brief stop in Batesville this week, and WRBI sports director Jim Williams caught up with several Reds personnel.
Great shortstop Edwin Arroyo is with us. And Edwin, first off, give us your thoughts on this caravan and the excitement you guys are getting from fans throughout the region.
It's been awesome. It's been pretty fun, you know, being around a lot of kids that, you know, are trying to, you know, see the future of the Reds. And I feel like that's really exciting to be around them, you know, being in the radio with you guys that, you know, have been working, you know, with us, and it's been a really, you know, excitement 2 days.
Absolutely. And as you get out there in that infield, give folks an idea how difficult your job is. I've always understood short to be one of the toughest positions to play.
Yeah, I feel like you got to be aware of everything when you are short, you know. But I feel like that's the beauty of it, you know. That's why I like that position, you know. I feel like not everybody can play it, but I feel like I can play it pretty well, you know, and I'm always going to, you know, do my best on it.
And how are you at the plate? Everybody wants to see you up there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a switch hitter, so I'm excited for that. A lot of people know it. Just trying to be consistent and, you know, try to get up there.
And then at your young age, making the majors has got to be, well, is it the completion of a dream?
I mean, that's the goal, you know, but it's not the ultimate goal. You know, you want to keep achieving, you know, everything that you can. There's not a limit. So it will be awesome to be there and, you know, and grind over there.
Jim also spoke with the guy whose voice you hear on the Red Zone Radio Home in southeastern Indiana, WRBI, Tommy Thrall.
You brought some super prospects and lined up legendary players here. The signing of Brent was just amazing for a lot of folks. Give us your preview of the 24 Reds.
It's a little brighter than it was if you would have asked me that a year ago, which is really nice. You know, didn't know what to expect going into last season. This year, it's nice because there are expectations. And, you know, it's fun to talk to the players about it, and they understood that nobody thought they were going to be any good last year. So they use that almost as motivation. Now I think they like the fact that there are some expectations. I think the level of expectation now is that this is a playoff team. If everybody stays healthy, does what they're supposed to, they are. And not just a playoff team, but a team that can make a run in the postseason. But, you know, everything has to go right for that to happen. So there are always unknowns going into a season, but it's hard not to get excited when you have Ellie De La Cruz and Matt McClain up the middle. The corners are going to be really good, no matter kind of how you slice it, whatever the rotation's going to be, whether it's Encarnacion Strand playing first, Marte at third, and working in Candelario. You have good options every day. Jonathan India has been taking reps in the outfield, so that gives you a little more depth out there, gives you another option on what you can do with him to keep his bat in the lineup, hopefully on a consistent basis. And then the play of Will Benson and what we saw from TJ Friedl were really exciting. Spencer Steer doing what he did last year and now being a regular in the outfield, I think will only make him better out there. And then Jake Fraley, you know, there's some great platoon options that they have in the outfield as well, which is really, really nice. And now everybody's healthy in the rotation, and you have several options on what you can do to fill out the entire five-man rotation top to bottom, and everybody's pretty competitive as far as your options go, so there's a lot of reason for optimism this year.
Was Suter really the cap to that to get that rotation, that lineup set to really compete?
I think it's he's a huge anchor for the bullpen, because the bullpen got so worn down at the end of last year, and they didn't have they had some guys that have been around, but not a guy that had had the success and a veteran that had the success that he had. So I think he rounds out the pitching staff really nicely. He gives you a very reliable left-handed option out of the bullpen. He can get right-handers out. He can get left-handers out. He's the type of guy that I think the Reds have needed for a while. I was kind of hoping that they would get him at the trade deadline last year. I was hoping they would sign him before last season, if we're being honest. So it's good to see him finally in a Reds uniform. He's a Cincinnati guy. I think he was more excited than anybody. His family, his wife was as excited as anybody when he signed here. And it was cool to talk to him and hear him talk about how, even during the season, he was kind of hoping that this would be a place that would be a fit for him. So it's nice to see him here.
And then finally, on young prospects, you've got a great one here, Edwin Arroyo, for a shortstop. Any guesstimate as to how long somebody like that can stay in the minors without getting called up?
Yeah, it's kind of on his own right now. I mean, it's one of those things where you listen to evaluators, and one of the things they like to say, it's up to the player. And so if he goes to Double-A, which is probably where he'll start this year, and plays really well, works his way up to Triple-A, continues to have success there, the Reds have shown that they can move guys quickly if they show they're ready. And he's got a chance to be one of those types of players. And then at that point, it's, all right, how does he fit in? You've got a pretty good shortstop right now in Ellie De La Cruz, a guy that has a chance to be an elite defender. He's one of the most exciting players in baseball. So where do you move him, or do you move him, or do you move a guy like Edwin? So, you know, there's a lot of possibilities there, but that's the beauty of having so much athleticism. Guys that can play short can pretty much play anywhere on the field, which is nice.
Tommy, one way or another, we're looking forward to an amazing 24 for the Reds, and you should have some excitement up in the booth, too.
It's going to be a fun year. I know Cowboy and I text a lot. We're both excited to get the season going, and we're definitely going to have a lot of fun, as always.
Our thanks to Brent Suter, Jay Allen II, Edwin Arroyo, and Tommy Thrall. This has been the Daily Pod on WRBI. On behalf of Jim Williams, I'm Tom Snape.